John Cohen of Science Magazine, welcome back. We are going to talk a lot about science today.
Great.
You have been in on some conversations this week about where and why the first cell in the body is infected by HIV. What are you picking up that's new?
Well, there's been people have known for a long time that HIV targets CD4 cells, a type of white blood cell. But starting with a talk by Anthony Fauci from the U.S. National Institutes of Health, his lab has identified a specific type of CD4 cell that's especially vulnerable to the first infection. Well, and then several other groups today talked about similar findings of that first cell and what it looks like. And they all found slightly different things, some overlapped, but the basic idea could really influence future development of vaccines and even cure stuff.
Because if they find that cell, they know which one they need to protect?
Exactly. If it's the first cell that gets infected, what if a vaccine could actually make an immune response that's targeted to protecting that cell? And the cure idea is simply, what if you could, if that cell is particularly vulnerable, there's going to be more HIV in it, what if you could wipe out those cells? And let's say antiretroviral drugs can't hit those cells, but you get them out some other way. It's basic research, Jackie. This is not going to happen tomorrow.
At the very beginning.
At the very, very beginning.
You also picked up something here about where things start, and it has to do with the origin of the parent of HIV, I'll call it. I thought we knew that.
We knew that HIV came from a chimpanzee virus, SIVCPZ. We knew the chimp virus came from two monkey SIVs. The question was, when did it happen? And they use these molecular clocks to date things that everybody fights over. They're going to fight over this finding, too. But the estimate was that the monkey viruses were 200 to 500 years old. Today, that changed.
Dramatically?
76,000 years old. So, you know, trust me, there'll be fights. But
so we're not rewriting the history books quite
yet.
I wouldn't
start rewriting them, but a solid researcher presented it, Preston Marks from Tulane, and he's been right before about origin things, and he's been in it from the beginning. And I think it's going to really turn some heads.
Okay. We have received questions from viewers during the week, and I want to give them a couple of them to you now. The first has to do with tuberculosis. The link is obvious to HIV. What is new that's being said here at the conference?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, tuberculosis kills more HIV-infected than any of the opportunistic infections. And today there was a study about when to start treatment with antiretroviral drugs if you have TB. It's always been confusing. Do you cure someone's TB first and then treat them? And if you give anti-HIV drugs too soon, you can actually hurt people. There's a syndrome that can happen. But the study in Cambodia found that people who were treated 2 weeks after they started their TB drugs did better than people who started 8 weeks after. And that should change clinical practice around the world. It was a large study. Statistically significant, very important finding.
Another question has to do with the Thai vaccine trial. What are the next steps? Who will be involved? And what are the expectations?
Yeah, it's been discussed here. The Thai vaccines trial was reported last fall, found a 31% efficacy. They didn't know why it worked. They couldn't figure out a mechanism. So now they're still trying to figure out what was it that led to the protection they saw. So they're going to do a follow-up study and vaccinate people again who received the vaccine, and this time look at their mucosal surfaces to see the immune responses there. They're also hoping to do a follow-on study with men who have sex with men in Thailand. I don't think there's money for it. I think they're just designing it and hoping to find money, but that was the news.
Okay. One last issue. You and I have spent some time this week talking about the absence of government leaders from Eastern Europe in Vienna.
Yeah.
That changed ever so slightly today.
It did. There was the First Lady from Georgia was here and signed what's called the Vienna Declaration, which basically says that harm reduction for drug users should become the norm. And Georgia has a very small HIV epidemic, and it's embracing harm reduction strategies. So that is a significant move.
Okay. Thank you so much,
John
Cohen.
Jackie.